How's my mic? Mic 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, it's good. It's all good. Welcome to Studio 2 Rock Live. We're listening to Beastie Boys. I think only Adam still alive, right? Beastie Boys. One that passed away. Keep forgetting. Beastie Boy. The BDJ Chuck, chill out. No, that's not it. Please. Hey. Okay. Amrock. I think he's still around. Yeah, Amrock's still around. Mike D is the one that passed, right? Still here. MCA? MC is the one that passed. Yeah. MCA is the one. Adam Nathaniel. The other Adam. Okay. Adam. I'm gonna introduce you guys to friends. The band got on Beavis and Butthead got. What were these guys? That's some weird thing. Dave Niebuhr. God damn it, where's Dave? Why Melby? Wait a second. Let me see if I can find Dave. Yes, no images. He looks like Adam. See this thing with the image? Now we're getting Bing or Google. Oh, what the hell is that? Okay, Dave. This is Dave. He's got white hair now. Dave's the bassist. Now. Every time I was just like, dude. If Beastie Boys ever need somebody to replace Adam, like, you're it. And they're like, what? Yeah, dude. Why not? Okay, so anyway, what's going on? Now, we're getting a lot of moisture here. Down here. In the swampy land. It's 70s. It was like 60, but it's pretty humid. So I'm like, icky. Wanna take a shower? But I already took a shower. What's going on? Oh my god. I've got to have my camera on. It's on movie mode, so it's cut off movement. Yeah. Look. Wait. about the weather. I get it. I gotta do it this way. The weather. The weather. Chateau, I'm not gonna do blue screen. No. Green screen? Green screen? No. No. No, it never happened. Now me. I'll do something. I'll do it. I won't do it live. It's too weird. Anyway, so what else is it? On the video, the Rumble version, I'm going to repeat something. So, if you see the Rumble one version, I'm going to see my desk and I explain it. I want this old desk, the old smell. Never work with a newsprint and these people smoke packs. I'm talking packs, packs, every day. Just on off, off. Like, whoa, whoa, right? Go in their office. They have a pristine wooden desk. It's furnished and everything. But they got like cigarette burns. And they got other things on there. And over time, including their chairs and just, you know, sucks in. Sucks in all the cigarette smell. So you walk in, it's like, ooh, cigarette. And they put an incense or something, or a spray or anything. One guy did it. It's some sweet something. I don't know why. What it is. I walked in, I'm like, whoa. It's like, I like the smell, man. Like, I mean, I don't like cigarettes. But this is like cigars. Like, yeah, see, nice. Show me a tray, everything. Show me a nice tray, nice tray. I'm trying to position my hand. So where the camera is. Okay, I'll grab this. A tray. Put that in a tray. Nice. That's a shout out. I guess I'm shouting out to Steve. That's Steve 19, was it 1980? I forgot. So Steve 1989 MRE Info. Steve. I've been seeing a lot of videos from. What's the last one? It's a year ago. Well, but life, nothing life. So all the stuff's already come 1 year ago. Yeah, he stopped doing it. It was interesting. I like that channel. But anyway, the guy had a cigar in his tray. It's got some whiskey, so you can smell the whiskey a little bit. It's got a shower full of different whiskeys, and you can sometimes open, sometimes drink it or not, but you get a sweet smell. Then you got a leather seat, and I think he polishes or something. It's like the whole combination of things put together, and just that aroma. Like, the only place I know is this cigar bar down by, not Soho, I guess Soho, no, actually, Norho, it's in Alphabet City, and just like, oh, it's the only place I know, and you walk in, it's like, cigar, then you get the heavy leather, then it's got this aroma, like, I don't know what, this whiskey, but something sweet, maybe the candles, so, well, that's why they're my table, like, can't duplicate that on my desk where I sit, because I got some like cushions, got really ergonomical cushions for my seat. I got a wooden seat. I got the old school like classroom wooden seat that actually rolls around and stuff, which I like. I'm fine with it. It's artsy fartsy. Yeah. So I got that thing. I got a leather, of course. I think previous podcast about introducing it from Sweden. It's a leather lounger. And nobody wanted, so I gotta take one, pull my room. And I pull, you know, I condition it a lot. So I get the smell. So got that conditioner and put it on the table and mix all together. Got a lighter and just like one of those long tip lighter things. Hold on a second. On the rumble, you can see it. It will light it up. So this thing. Should have used the torch, but then I thought about if I use the torch, I might actually burn the table. I gotta use something lighter. This will be good. On the table, show it a rumble. You'll see on the, if you see link to rumble, you'll see it. I just did it. Just go around, then take sandpaper, super fine sandpaper, like 2000 grit. Sand it down, put some more fires, sand it. So everything mixed together. I'm like, my God. I mean, just one part. I gotta take these out. Double sided tape. Yeah, it's better. Double sided tape got some tobacco. It doesn't smell that great. Tobacco by itself in ashes, it's just, right? That's why when people flick a cigarette, what do you smell? You get the dust flying in the air, and all you smell is burnt. Burnt. What is that? Yuck. Right. But if you mix it with something else, it tastes different. It smells different. So I got the old desk smell on this thing. Just the front part of it. That's it. That one little piece where I put my coffee. So every time I take bend down a little bit, drink coffee, I would get the office, the press office, the old school, like a detective office, the old boss. You go there, it's like, yeah. Young people might not like it. They'll be like, well, complain. Know how you reply? You can reply two things. You can reply like the title I did today. Well, it's artsy fartsy. You like it, you don't. That's one. The other one's, hey, shut up. Get out of here. Shut up. That's how you reply back. Only two ways. At least for me. It's like, get out. Get out. And I got that weird sound today, too. I'm like, So, the other artsy-fartsy thing. That's a lot. TV show, Fired on Mars. First thing we started was just, oh, I know this. Idiocracy. And my super ex-girlfriend mixed together. Like, and wheels. It's funny, like, some of the stuff I say in my podcast, it's like, correlation with this show. So I'm interested. Naturally, I just want to know. Because I know there's some people, not me personally, but I have heard from friends who do podcasts, or people who do podcasts, and when they found out, they were talking about, they're not the most popular ones. They were doing these podcasts, and they were grubbed, which means there's a certain program you can dig certain ideas put together, and whether it would go speech to text or just to grab the whole audio and just scrub it and put together, and they produce a show based on that. And a couple of my friends that I met doing podcasts, they're like, wait a second, I was talking about that last week. They look TV shows like so many times. Like, holy cow. And the tech, some of the tech channels, some other things on YouTube too, they're grabbing it, and it's like, how's that happen? Then the one guy told me about everything. The one guy I go, I'm not gonna name the names, for all internet related, all programming, all the crazy dark web stuff I have a question with. I'm like, dude, what do you think? They tell me, yeah, they grab it, whatever they do, they scrub it, whatever. I forgot the name, terminology. And that's how they produce shows, because he said Hollywood ran out of ideas a long time ago. So they're just grabbing anything they see, they hear. Like, wow, holy cow. Whether the show I saw last night did or didn't, but it was just funny because I was talking about that, no, almost over 2 weeks ago, about who gets fired first, graphic designers. I was in talking about all the stuff, all the some weird stuff here and there, and Elon Musk and Mars and stuff. And this happened. It's like, could it be? I mean, I'm not gonna find out. If I want to find out, I can. Lawsuit or not lawsuit, but just fine, take it. I have tons of ideas. You guys take it. But artsy fartsy. You artsy fartsy. No idea. Which everybody says. You guys have no idea. No, if everybody says that. And you guys know I have no idea. Everybody says, you have no idea. I guess we don't have any ideas. No one has ideas. It's like, wow. Exciting. Like, I got ideas. Wanna hear? So I don't know, it isn't, I know a lot of things when I do it, it's since day one. Anything I do, people will laugh, and they're like, hey, no, that's not a bad idea. Then they will follow. They will not give me any credit when they do it. When I show up from their face, oh, you're doing what I was doing. And they cannot look at me straight in the face. You just know. Is that how you are? Is that how you guys want to be? Wow. Stealing. Plagiarism. Wow. I don't want any money. I want you. I want to feel. I want you to feel that. That's how I want. It's because you're artsy. I'm artsy of art. So are you, but you copied. Well, I don't know. It's not rent. I'm just, you know, I've noticed that in my life. So I noticed that there's certain things happens. It happened when I worked in a big company, working in fashion, because I would say maybe two person I know in the company. One of them is a chairman, one of the sat in a chair, and he knows. And one other person work in purchasing, not purchasing, but like assistant, and she knows. No, before I left, that's what happened. And I have great ideas. I have tons of ideas. I mean, some of the wild and stuff, but they're ideas. So why don't we try this? Why don't we try that? And eventually, they went sour. The VP would come like, "Yeah, this is a bad idea. Then 2 weeks later, we have a meeting. "Oh, I have a great idea." And it was mine, right? And just, they ripped it, and then she could not look in my face. "Oh, hi." It's like, is that what you want? I don't care. They just about money. Okay, fine. But is that what you want for your life? Like, jeez. Wow. No one can talk about shallow. That's really shallow. And they try to defend it later on. And they argue. And, you know, through all of that, this company, all the things, the fashion, realize I was getting a lesson on what's happening with our government. Like, it was the universe prepared me for what's happening with our government. It's like, how can you get advantage of that? Get ahead of it. Like, hey, that's cool. Learn something. It's an artsy fartsy, maybe. Hey, I don't care, man. I'm learning. So to me, I'm always positive. So I'll take a negative thing and then make it a positive experience. That's how you should live your life. Right? If you did something, you feel like you copy somebody, go up to the person, say, "Hey, look, I might have took your idea, but I expanded a little bit. What do you think?" Start a conversation like that. Maybe that person has an even better idea coming from them. Saying, "Why don't you try that?" Just cooperating with other people. We, you, me, the whole planet have to start doing this. My light went out. Oh, that sucks. Oops. It reset. Well, I'm not getting it back. That's all right. Let's keep on. But anyway, so it just, we have to work this way. This is the old way, the old fashioned way, the old school way. You want to live in harmony? You want to live in a free world? There's no stuff. You got to start doing that to your neighbors, to everybody, to anybody. Yeah, there's some people are just neurotic right now. And I'm not talking about trying to do this now, but you could try to do it. But there's certain people will not follow, right? Will not go through with you. I think like, I'm going to take advantage of people, or I'm going to do something. What about me? It's me, me, me. So I'm going to, whatever you tell me, I'm going to do. They're those, right? And they're the ones who say, yeah, whatever you say. It's like, okay. Don't talk to those people, but talk to the ones like that will actually have a constructive opinions or constructive criticism about your things. Do you ever take artsy fartsy class? That's what they tell you all the time. It's like, well, professors will come in and say, you know the reason I got you, you got the score? Because I'm being constructive. I have a constructive criticism about your work. Right? It happens. So that's why you got this grade. So I think you can do better. It's pushing you to be more than anything. A lot of people, like the younger people, take that, not just now, I'm talking about my days, why I went to college. I took it really bad. Like, they're just so upset. So I don't want to be an artist. So all right. So don't be an artist. I win, you lose. So what do you mean? It's like, I'm doing commercial art, right? I'm going to take all this stuff and make it commercialize it. You don't want to do it? Less competition on my end. Oh, when I said that, they're like, poof, fly right back. Doing what they do. Reverse psychology. I have to thank my mom for that. Mom told me reverse psychology a long time ago. So, yeah. It works. Oh yeah. So anyway, that TV show went all the way to this talk here. It was okay. I like the TV show. I think it's fun. It's got Luke Wilson. I like Luke. Luke's just weird. I don't know. It's a quirky guy. It's almost like similar to Justin Trudeau, but not bad. Not terrible as a Canadian prime minister. No, tell, think, oh, I didn't force you to get a job. So, but you must, then turns around and it's like, you must get a job or else. Like, what the hell's wrong with that guy, man? Just total reversal. And this exactly thing. Same thing happened to me. Not saying the fashion people in the fashion business are like that, but I'll say like majority you meet. And they just, oh God. So you guys are something else. So I go crazy. Start wearing I'll start wearing t-shirts like Slayer. Or Beastie Boys, to my friends' bands. Knox de Front, Cro-Mags. I start wearing these like, it's like Lower East Side, hardcore punk look. And they freak out. They're like, what's wrong with you? But this is me before I enter the business. That's how I look. Actually, no, that's not how I look. But just t-shirt, jeans, and, you know, Chuck Taylors. It's always been like that. I'm still wearing that now. So, and for me, it was one thing. You know, if I work in commercial arts, I don't have to wear a suit. That was one thing I thought, regular arts. And I like design. I also like engineering. So, like, I could probably do a whole bunch of stuff. And plus the photography, which caught on a little bit later because I stopped after college. Then did the newsprint. Yeah, I didn't take a lot of photos while I was in newsprint. When I switched to fashion, that's when I came back. All the videos, all the stuff came back. And you know what? It's a skill. It's a skill set. You never lose it. Really. Not really. Because, you know, you've learned from the old days with film. You know how it works. You know how all this digital stuff works. It's just like, oh, yeah. I know what it is. Yeah. Yeah. It's being artsy farty. But anyway. What else is there? News. I don't even look at news. I'm just... No, today is so humid. I'm sweating. Sweating. Taibbi America, the single opinion cult. They got AOC on it. AOC. And Tucker. Okay. And then Citron. What is it? Citron. So not Citron, but Citron. Cost of living crisis. No, here we go. What these keywords are coming. Climate idiots use new type of glue requiring jackhammer to break free. Oi. Climate crisis. You think climate has a crisis? You think Earth cares? Earth will be like, you know, you people up there. One day you'll be gone and I'll turn back. I'll come back and be okay. Does nothing. It's actually, look in the article, says the Taibbi article. It's a cult. It is a cult. Okay, AOC calls for journalists to be taken off air. Oh, freedom of speech canceled? What the hell was that? And there was a cancel, somebody wants to cancel Pocahontas. Wants to cancel BTC, cancel all crypto. Like, I think it's, yeah. Right. It's gonna work. It's gonna, you guys will have to register to the whatever, Federal Trade Commission or something. And Federal Trade Commission, Fed is going. Eventually, it's gonna be gone. So, register, not register. When it's gone, it's gone. I guess our registration went out. I don't know. I don't think it's going to work. They tried. A few times. A couple times I'm like, maybe they got it. Nope. Nothing happened. Muslim coming to the famous. Who cares? Hackers steal email private message. Wrong hookup, I say. Forget it. I'm looking at the. When I open the browser, I'm just. Open a news site. I'm like, oh. Do I want to be here? Do I want to be here to talk about that stuff? But I am gonna talk about. Let me see. FIA. No, not FUA. FIA. This weekend, they're doing the test run today already. I think think it's going to be qualifying, so sometime. It's a pre-qualifying in 40 minutes. Okay. Can find out results. So, this is the pre 24 hours of Le Mans. This is Francorchamps, Spa Francorchamps. One of my favorite tracks on the simulator too. Just so number one is Toyota, number two is Cadillac. WRT, I forgot what they are. Hertz, Team Yota, Vector Sports, Gazoo, the other Cadillac. What happened to Porsche is way down there. Ferrari's there. Peugeot's way down. They're still figuring out the cars. I know that. So, number one is still Toyota, Gazoo. Free practice. Three. So we know what's going to be like. I'll open it. The status. What's the point? Season. Did I say season? Yeah. Well, anyway. So it's gonna be exciting because I'm gonna watch it a little bit if I can. If not, Le Mans 24 they have on the YouTube channel. I know Toyota Gazoo has it. I know the Porsche has it. I think one of the Corvette has it. I'm sure Ferrari has it. They have live feeds from their carpet, so I'm gonna watch. I watched that a little bit over the weekend. It's nothing really you can do right now, but you could buy some. You want to buy some crypto, but that's just really. Do you want to? Do you don't want to? Do you have enough cash to say, hey, I can't invest? If like I'm too tight, then I don't know. I think we will be okay. It'll be a little tough, but eventually it'll be okay. We got 10 more minutes. 12, 10, whatever. Wow. I don't want to look at anything. Not even New York Post. Not even the tech channels. I'm just saying. It's kind of boring right now. Even though I haven't stopped ChatGPT stuff or the GPT stuff, I don't want to know. I'm kind of taking a break from everything for a little while, then come back. Yeah, and I'm not being artsy fartsy for a little bit. Other than making my table smell like press room with a cigar ash and stuff, and wax and that stuff. Other than that, I'm like, yeah. No, I'm gonna spring clean. I'm gonna take some of my computer parts, pull in box. Well, take a picture of them before I pull in box. Then I'm gonna sell off. You'll probably dump a lot of stuff that I don't need. I don't have a lot. So, clean up quick. Things I don't need. Keep some of them. Then somebody's moving down here. Another sibling. Not with a This one is gonna change. Yeah, person is gonna stay here. I'm gonna move. Ooh, camera off. No big deal. My camera overheat. So the rumble you won't see anymore. The remote. Shut it off. Alright. So I don't know what else is there to say about artsy fartsy stuff. Really nothing. I mean, even with the GPT, my people was like, oh, my job's done. No, you gotta think past it. You gotta think way past it so you can use it to your advantage. Like the, a lot of people I know do not like the GigaPen thing with the, no, automatic, like the Photoshop guesswork, with the Lightroom guesswork to put photos together and you stitch together perfect. Some people didn't like that. Even with the, I remember the, when the first, the healing tool came out, people were like, oh, here goes my job. So enhance your job. Use it to enhance even better. Make you even more. I don't know about that. It's just the same thing with the film camera and to digital. Digital will make you more. No, I don't know about that. There's so many people just complain. Too many people complain. And the funny part is, the artsy fartsy people, the most complaining group of people. It's like, I don't know. Always put yourself down. No. Then they come out with something. It's like, this is beautiful, man. It's like, why are you complaining? Yeah. Whatever, yeah. It's always happens all the time. I'm just... Is it a thing? Is it a magic? Is that the magic? Like, make yourself then isn't that when social media came out, not when exactly when it came out, but the past decade when it came out, this word virtual signaling. Are you virtual signaling? So now there's a word for everything that you do. I don't know. If it is, it isn't, doesn't matter. Who cares? This bot came up to you. It's all your virtual. Shut up. Just tell me, shut up. Shut up. Get out. Leave. Bye. You don't like it. Go somewhere else. Go look for someone else. No, just do that. Because really, just who cares? Even in the beginning of my podcast, like I'm saying, like, I don't know if it's true or not. If it is, can somebody contact me and say, hey, I may have got some idea from you. It's okay. Just, it's all right. Cool. Glad you have it. Glad you got it out of me. Or got something out of it. And thanks. Right? It just... whatever. Who cares? I mean, I shouldn't say who cares. Like, there's certain things I... If I do... I would say, okay, if you want to hire me, you want to procure my skill set, talk to me first next time. We set a price. Make a deal. You make a deal. Let me hear of it. Then I'll make a deal. We negotiate. Otherwise, you just take it. Don't look at me next time. If you're gonna get, then you're gonna give that look. And I just lost respect for all of you. It's like, they're not gonna talk about it on my podcast. Whatever it is, if it's true, yeah, I would do that. But if it doesn't, it really doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I'm being artsy fartsy, being creative, and I'm just gonna be creative because that's how my mindset. Like, I can't stop. I just want to keep going, doing things. No, the labeling, the label gun thing is. I don't label everything like as is. I actually wrote a story once, like a short story, on my hard drive. People can't believe you use all that stuff. Okay. So yeah, but I bought this. I bought this my own labeling thing, and I made it. And people are like, get a big laugh out of it. That was it. After that, I never label anything. I don't label nothing. Half the time, I don't even know where my stuff is. Just like, have to take a guess. Find a common area. I was like, there it is. That's it. But anyway, I don't know what's going on with the rest of the world and what's going on with our weather here. It's just humid. It's cold, but it's hot, but it's cold, but it's hot. And I'm sweating, but it's cold. My hands are cold, but the rest of my body is like heating up and sweating. Yeah. Oh, little Brett came up and said, aloha, y'all. Okay, I'll say, mahalo. I am going, sorry. But the rumble, not the rumble rant. What's a rumble rant? The rumble video will be up a little bit. It will explain a lot of things I said just now, a few minutes ago. What's that song? Some Beastie Boys song. I gotta change, gotta make it clear. I forgot what I was saying. Time is running, I'm back. No. No, that's not it. Not that.
Yeah!
Yeah, I can't remember. No, that's not it. I can't find it.
Our evening began.
I can't remember from Beastie Boys. But there's one with a French lady that calls in. Say hello, they do something in French, and then she said, I hope you learn French, because I was talking much BS about you 1 second ago. That's how I felt before. Whatever I said, just like I was talking crap 1 second ago. Then little Bright comes in, and I have to go. Because I'm being artsy-fartsy. I'm going to finish my sandwich. Get it, clean out my camera a little bit. Then go clean up some of the mess I got. Then, I don't know. Lunch. And more coffee. After that, anything goes. Even artsy-fartsy stuff will go, too. Anyway, so this is it. Have a great weekend. Have a wonderful Friday. If you're living in a cool spot where there's not a lot of humidity. Yeah, we're getting humidity from the Gulf. Not from Atlantic City. Not Atlantic Ocean, we're getting from Gulf, so we're getting a lot of heat. Like a weird moisture thing. Yeah, hopefully wherever you are is dry, nice, no humid, your skin don't feel sticky. It's like, I don't like that. And it's like a weird spring temperature. Like you wear a sweater is too hot, but you wear a t-shirt is too cold. It's like a wishy-washy earth. Like, I don't know what to do. Okay, so this is it. This is the goodbye. Have a great day. I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.